On Market Street, in the heart of San Francisco's financial district, it's hard to find people who haven't been affected by the dot-com decline.
My name is Michael. I've been a shoe shining here in San Francisco 4 years.
Michael Gilson says business has been great for the last 3 years, but it took a turn for the worse in January.
A lot of dot-comers are laid off, bankrupt, but it hurts me in a way because it forced all my good-paying customers away from San Francisco. I'm so used to making $300 a change a day. I'm lucky if I'm making 50 a day, Monday through Friday.
Some say Gilson should feel lucky he's making any money at all. Nearly 19,000 of his fellow city residents are out of a job. San Francisco's 4.2% unemployment rate is the highest it's been in 3 years. The layoffs continue, and some analysts say there's no end in sight.
I think there's going to be more of a fallout. I think there was, let's say, too much exuberance over what everybody thought they were going to do.
CPA Harold Kramer is advising his clients to stay out of the tech sector altogether. He fears the continued failure of internet startups like Michael Brown's. In late 1999, the New Jersey native and a few of his friends moved to San Francisco to start DirectBrand.com.
Basically, it was designed to get businesses together within a certain industry so they could exchange information and transact much more efficiently than if they were to do it sort of on the ground.
But Brown's site never got off the ground.
We began to pitch to investors in about April, May, but in March, you know, the stock is when the first sort of blip happened in the stock market, so people were pretty skittish by then.
Brown never raised enough capital to keep his project online, and his small staff was soon added to San Francisco's growing unemployment roll. There, they joined fellow ex-techies like Shannon Small, formerly of a web design firm called March 1st.
The company was founded March 1st of 2000 as a consultancy of 10,000 people and complete demise in a year.
And the 29-year-old Yale graduate has been out of work since January.
I liked the younger company and the flavor of the field, but little did I know I'd be laid off within 6 months.
Shannon Small's story is one of thousands being told in the Bay Area, birthplace of the dot-com boom and home of the dot-com bomb. With so many young professionals out of work, many worry about the continued vitality of this city. Shoeshiner Michael Gilson says San Francisco will bounce back.
I just got to stick it out and wait for the better days to come. They will be coming. There is light at the end of the tunnel, but not for a couple of years.
Until then, Gilson will keep shining shoes with the hope that one day, an economic turnaround will get the Bay Area economy back on its feet. In San Francisco, this is Stephen Portnoy reporting.